This is the Arts and Entertainment Report.
Woke up in the morning, groggy, foggy, looking all around me, you know where to be found.
San Francisco's Mike Realm is part DJ, part director, and all awesomeness. He's performing in Whistler tomorrow night as part of Derailer, and this isn't a show you'll want to miss, especially since he's known for his unique style of DJing, controlling video images behind him with his turntable. Confused? So was I, but listen on as he explains his technique. Can you explain, kind of, in your eyes, the marriage between music and video?
To me, it's always made sense like that. The way I look at them is very similar. Because, I mean, they have... When you have a video, you have both elements. So it just kind of always... The technology wasn't always there, but the concept was. Because sometimes you'd watch a movie or something, and you'd see things kind of lay out rhythmically, like whether it's on purpose or... You know, maybe it was like a happy accident. But it always like caught my attention. And it was it'd be cool when that happened. And it's like, okay, there's something there, but it couldn't, you know, it just wasn't apparent. You know what I mean? And now, with the technology, being able to scratch visuals as well as, sounds, it makes even more sense because it's like that's how it is now. And it's still a very new thing. It's a very new art form. So I'm still discovering new things, and I'm sure everyone else who's picking it up is as well. So it's pretty exciting. As far as the marriage, I guess I'm pretty fortunate because if I wasn't a DJ in the first place, it wouldn't be as easy for me to make that association, I guess. And just because, I mean, who'd have thought, you know, 10 years ago when you said, if you were to tell me, okay, there's going to be this crazy way to control video, I don't think that the turntable would be the first guess to the instrument. You know what I mean? It makes sense now, but who knew? Just got lucky.
On that note, then, I'm just trying to get a sense of kind of the technical aspect of your sets, like. Because your video has to be, I guess, pre-edited, right? So are your sets essentially, practiced, like choreographed, I guess, so that they match the video, or...
Choreographed?
I just mean that if the music is to go along with the video, right, and the video is edited in a certain way, then does the music always have to be a certain way, or can you mix it up?
Oh, no. Everything's connected.
Okay.
So if I scratch... The audio. I'm scratching the video too.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. I think that was kind of the big question in my head.
Yeah. Okay. That's the thing. That's the tough part of what I do is everybody thinks that I'm just manipulating the audio and somebody else is manipulating the video along with me. It's not like that. I'm doing everything myself.
Okay.
And it's not a track like. For me to play an hour set, if I were to kind of synchronize my music with visuals and they were disconnected, it would be impossible. Like that would actually be tougher than what I'm doing now.
Right.
That's the hard way. I get that a lot, actually. Especially at first, I mean, it's such a new technology that it's like, okay, how is this working? If you look on the message boards or, you know, just the comments on my videos, people are like, no, see, what he does is he practices the whole thing and then plays the video. And I'm like, have you ever been on stage? Like, that would be, that is physically impossible. Like, no one is that, like.
You'd either have to be very diligent at practicing or have, like, a photographic memory.
Yeah, and have an internal clock that just says, hey, you're off. And I wouldn't be able to stop and talk or do any, you know, then I wouldn't be able to improvise. But no, every clip, the whole thing, like when I do the Office Space bit, like that's me scratching the video.
Right.
At the same time as I'm scratching the audio.
Right. Okay, well, now that we have that clarified, thank you for that. Looking ahead, looking ahead to tomorrow's set, then, what can the audience expect? Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of video you might be using? A little teaser for tomorrow.
My set has grown to be a lot more diverse now. Like, I mean, it was pretty all over the place before, but you know, it was. Last time I was in Whistler, that was a few years ago. So it was still, that was me still experimenting and figuring things out. But I've these days I've got a pretty good grasp over you know, the things we were talking about, like the transitions and just kind of what works. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying it's perfect, but it's definitely a step past what I was doing the last time I was in Whistler. And I guess that's a good thing, because you always want to be improving.
Mike Realm performs tomorrow night at Garfinkel's at 11:30 p.m.